Rocky Mount. Henry Hinton and Talk of the Town is next.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. It's supposed to be Boeing's plane of the future, the lightweight, futuristic 787 Dreamliner. ABC's Jim Avila says federal regulators have ordered the jet grounded because of safety concerns.
This is a huge blow to Boeing. This is the FAA telling United it cannot fly the 787 Dreamliner starting right now. It's grounded until it can prove to the federal government that the airline has fixed the problem with the battery that continues to overheat.
United is the only U.S. carrier to fly the plane. The Dreamliner has also been grounded in Europe and Japan. Confusing reports about the taking of foreign hostages at a BP oil field in Algeria in North Africa. Seven Americans, maybe among 40 people, being held by Islamist militants. An Algerian official now says 20 people may have escaped, but that claim has not been confirmed. President Obama could face an uphill battle getting his new gun control proposals through Congress. The NRA promising the fight of the century against a call for a ban on military-style assault weapons. More from ABC's Jonathan Carl.
The president's first task is to convince members of his own party to support his plan, specifically the 11 Democrats in the Senate who have an A or a B rating from the NRA. Without their support, his plan doesn't have a prayer of passing.
The president's proposals were released yesterday. How old will you be when you retire, if you haven't already? A new proposal by a leading group of business executives says the average age should be around 70.
The recommendations are based on what's best for the country, not for an individual company.
John Engler of the Business Roundtable, the CEOs say their proposal would help save Social Security and Medicare. But AARP is among the groups opposed to making such a big change.
These are pretty substantial benefit cuts for people.
David Sertner of the AARP. This is ABC News.
Have you heard? Proactiv is America's top acne system because it works. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Proactiv heals your acne and helps prevent new breakouts. We're looking for 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactiv works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactiv risk-free and get free shipping. Visit GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-583-7671. That's 1-800-583-7671.
Hurry into Sam's Club today for a special offer on Serta mattresses. January 18th through the 21st, members receive special financing for 18 months on any Serta mattress purchase of $279 or more with a Sam's Club consumer credit card. Choose from innerspring, memory foam, and more. Plus, Sam's Club offers delivery. See Club for details. Don't miss the savings on Serta with special financing till January 21st. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save.
The housing crunch was very painful for homeowners in many parts of the country when prices collapsed 4 years ago. Foreclosure filings fell last month, their lowest level in more than 5 years. But in some parts of the country, it was a different story.
These are pretty substantial benefit cuts for people.
Darren Blomquist with the listing firm Realty Track says foreclosures rose in many states where the process has court supervision.
Those states tend to be the states that have the longer foreclosure process.
A foreclosure near you may be a real problem and reduce the value of your home as well as change the look of your neighborhood.
It's going to be a drag on the home values in your neighborhood. It's going to drag down probably the value of your home, at least in the short term.
Darren Blomquist of Realty Track. Stocks closed mixed yesterday. The S&P 500, the broad-based average for most mutual funds, up 1 point. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning. It's 52 degrees at 7:04 on this Thursday morning. I'm Lindsay Fry with your WITN news update. Dispatchers say what appears to be an abandoned mobile home caught fire this morning. The 9 Mile Road Fire Department responded to 160 Murray Lane in Richlands in Onslow County just before 4 a.m. Now, we've been told that no injuries have been reported. WITM will, of course, keep you posted on what could have started that blaze and what officials think appears to have been an abandoned trailer. Three more locals are under arrest for crimes involving prescription drugs. 36-year-old Anna Foster of Washington is facing 3 counts of trafficking opium, while 22-year-old Joseph Foster of Bellhaven and 19-year-old Jessica Cartwright of Washington each face 2 counts of the same charge. The Beaufort County Sheriff's Office says Anna Foster has been selling her prescribed oxycodone pills and saw her meet with 2 other suspects. A search found 99 oxycodone pills in the car with Joseph Foster and Cartwright and 47 pills in a bottle with Anna Foster. All 3 are being held under a $10,000 bond. Well, so much has been reported about the way a local woman died, likely at the hands of her boyfriend, and what police say appears to be a murder-suicide. But this morning, we know a little bit more about Anjanette Daniels. The 40-year-old Greenville woman worked at Vidant Medical Center, according to her obituary. She was also a graduate of Aiden Grifton High School. The viewing is tonight at Don Brown Funeral Home in Aiden, and Daniels' funeral will be tomorrow at the Morningstar Holiness Church in Aiden. Now, the funeral for the man that authorities think killed Daniels before taking his own life is scheduled for Saturday. And a local woman is headed to federal prison after filing hundreds of thousands of dollars in phony insurance claims. 39-year-old Medina Blanton of Onslow County faked medical documents to make it look like she and members of her family had been admitted to the hospital. Prosecutors say Blanton received more than $234,000 from her insurance company, money which she is now supposed to repay along with serving 1 year and 1 day in prison. Well, that's your WITN News update. I'm Lindsay Fry.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
A few showers early today. Steady rain for the afternoon with a high of 52 degrees. For tonight, windy rain mixing with snow. Really? Overnight with a low of 28 degrees? Did not know that. Friday, sunshine back in the forecast with a high around 40 degrees. Mostly clear skies for tomorrow night with a low of 22. Very chilly. And then Saturday, mainly sunny skies. Highs in the mid-50s and lows in the low 30s. This roller coaster weather week continues on. Right now, it is 52 degrees in Greenville, Talk of the Town, Thursday, the 19th, 17th day of January, 2013. This is your source for the best news, talk, information right here, 103.7 WTIB. It's coming up on 8 minutes past 7 o'clock.
It's bow time at Bojangles, and we're serving up the fresh, never-frozen chicken we're famous for. Every piece is seasoned to perfection, marinated for 12 hours, then hand-breaded, not once, but twice, just the way you like it. How do we know? Because you keep coming back for more. So, head to Bojangles and pick up an 8-piece box for just $9.99. And when you do, you'll get 4 hot, fresh, made-from-scratch buttermilk biscuits absolutely free. Bojangles, it's bow time.
U.S. vehicle says the 40 million with a good credit terms of down payment. Take back payment first 3 months to resume the normal city for details.
Rocky Mount and surrounding areas. The credit doctor at Bobby Murray Toyota has a cure for your old car's illness. Trade into a new Toyota and pay off your vehicle up to $6,000. Trade out of your old car and get up to $6,000 off with just $110 down. If you make over $250 a week, the credit doctor's nurse practitioner says you're good. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all makes, all models. The doctor has the perfect bill if you make over $250 a week. Get up to $6,000 off the top for your old trade. $110 down or just $97 a month. It's the credit doctor's New Year's resolution at Bobby Murray Toyota. Payments from $97 a month or $110 down if you make over $250 a week. Online at bmurraytoyota.com. Bobby Murray Toyota. Wesleyan Boulevard, Rocky Mount.
All of Rocky Mount beats at Bobby Murray.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times.
Out of the way!
But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey! Move it!
Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Hey! Move it! Hey, lady.
Aw, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
Need a catered event or on-the-fly prepared dinner? Call Rep Express. Rep Express is a catering service and has a private banquet room located on Red Banks Road across the street from the bowling alley. Rep Express specializes in preparing and catering quality food. Best-in-class customer service and guarantees early setup and delivery. Choosing Rep Express means choosing a first-class catered event. Call us at 353-7379. Plan your next event or book the private banquet room for your next meeting or social club at Rep Express.
Washington and every square inch of Eastern Carolina buzzing today.
I love it.
Welcome in to the show that is number one for community information. Welcome in to the talk of the town. Parental discretion is advised. Now live from the WTIB studios, here is your host, Henry Hinton.
If you don't get to work soon, they'll replace you with someone more punctual.
Hello, my name is Joe, and I'd like to know if energy drinks are really as bad for you as they say they are.
Absolutely, they can be dangerous, and I think that people need to understand that in moderation, once in a while, if you're taking it instead of a cup of coffee, fine.
What beverage do we offer?
Coffee.
It's coffee. And I don't care what kind of fancy name, the French, Italian, whatever they want to slap on it.
This is a French roast, so I assume it's surrendering to the Germans.
Today, everyone that ordered a venti coffee at Starbucks asked for an extra cup.
Starbucks is trying to spark a civic conversation about solving the nation's problems.
We here in the States, we waste resources.
I'm out of ideas. Anyone?
Ron Swanson.
Chris, you have come up with a plan so spectacularly horrible that it might ruin the entire department.
No, wait a minute.
I mean that as a compliment.
Little Led Zeppelin to get us going this morning. It is 12 minutes, coming up on 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. Welcome in. It's Talk of the Town, everybody. Thursday, January 17th, and 52 degrees. It's warm right now, but this is actually going to be the high. I think the temperatures will start to dive until we start getting some late afternoon rain. And are you serious? It's going to snow tonight?
It's news to me.
You folks up around Rocky Mount and Edgecombe County, and well, there's a snow line that's kind of it kind of starts up around Elizabeth City and Edenton and comes straight down through Greenville and all the way over to Goldsboro. So that's kind of the line. Everything north of that, according to Jim Howard, is going to get snow tonight, and everything south of that's probably going to be rain. In fact, we're going to get Jim on the phone here in a few minutes to tell us about it. But windy rain mixing with snow overnight tonight, and the temperatures are going to be 28 for a low tonight. So later in the hour, we'll get a full forecast from Jim Howard and find out what's up with this. First snow of the year. I mean, it was 78 degrees on Sunday. Oh, yeah. Lindsay Fry's here. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
How are you? Good to see you.
I'm good. Always good to be here.
Does it snow a lot in Arkansas? You grew up in Arkansas, right?
I did.
Does it snow a lot there?
It didn't while I was there, but, you know, apparently they've had a lot of snow last week or so. Seen a lot of pictures on Facebook, so,
yeah,
you know.
Interesting.
Is that time of year, I guess.
Trent McGee's back after a day off yesterday. You were at the Joe Gibbs breakfast yesterday morning.
I was.
I heard that was a huge crowd.
Oh, man. I tell you, it had to be close to 1,700 people at that event.
No kidding.
Easily. And
good?
Great. Great event. And
I talked to some of our other guys here in the
Pat
office.
Pat Jones was there?
Yeah, I saw some of the guys after the event yesterday morning when they came back in. And
yeah.
They said he was really, really dynamic.
He really was. And it wasn't a talk about specific football games or players or people he coached with or really. There was a brief portion about his background, but it was all about finding the Lord. You need to know the Lord and a better relationship with the Lord.
So it was more of a Christian kind of message.
Yes, that was the message. Absolutely.
Kind of a motivational Christian kind of message.
And it was.
He was a good speaker. He does a lot of Christian speaking, of course. He did all that when he was the coach of the Washington Redskins.
Yeah. And I, you know,
and now he's a NASCAR team owner, so he's very involved in NASCAR as well.
And Ronaldo Lynn introduced him, and when he came on stage, and I don't know.
Who is Ronaldo Lynn?
He played for Joe Gibbs with the Redskins.
Okay.
Played for Jacksonville for a brief period. Big guy.
Who sponsored that? Whose event was that?
I still don't know.
Was it the C-12 group here in town?
It could have been.
Christian Men's Business group?
But I was invited to go, and very happy that I was. But he said that that's the biggest crowd they've had in all the big cities they've been in across the country. That was by far the biggest crowd they've had at any event.
No kidding.
Yeah. So well, that was good
great.
To hear.
That's great.
Yeah.
14 after. A lot to talk about this morning. We'll talk about the. We got a really good interview coming up next hour. We've got a. There's a gentleman that's.
Anti-Tea?
Well, we're going to talk about that for sure. But there's there's a group that has gone to Washington to kind of carry the message that all of the taxation and all that is going to really kill. Small business. In fact, I got something ringing in my ears this morning because I taped NC Spin last night. I'm a little groggy this morning. I didn't get home till late. You know, it's hard. You drive home and after taping that show at night, and then you, you know, I normally go to bed much before 10 o'clock, and then I get in bed about 10:15, 10:30. And you know how to, can you just go to sleep when you lie down if you've been out like that? I can't either. There's a winding down period for me that. You know, usually involves watching a little TV and lying in the bed and that kind of thing.
Yep.
So how mad did you make Chris?
Well, you know, I got something ringing in my ears this morning because we were talking about all the unemployment insurance stuff. And Chris Fitzsimon, who, you know, it's really funny. I was talking to some people like Chris yesterday. Chris and I are really good friends. I really like Chris Fitzsimon. He and his wife are beautiful people. I've known Chris for 30 years. He worked at WITN. Oh, my phone is on.
Yep.
Need to put that
on. Vibrate after last night, did you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was coming home and the phone was ringing all over the place. But he, you know, one of the things that they're struggling with. There's a couple of different things. Oh, that's a very nice message. Look at that message. I just got a. This is just an unexpected little treat. Look at the text my daughter just sent me from Charleston. Just a good morning.
Aww.
Read that, McGee. This is from my daughter this morning.
Ah, that is nice. Very nice.
Three little words.
Oh.
That make all the difference.
Send me money. Says, I love you. So, wasn't that nice? She may be listening online. Good morning, dear. But we got into the unemployment insurance thing, and there are two or three issues with that. One is the fact that, you know, we've got to pay back all of this unemployment insurance stuff to the federal government. $2.8 billion is what they're saying now. And I was actually at the legislature yesterday talking to some folks about that. They're going to try to do that in 2 years because if they don't do that, the cost of unemployment, you know, every business pays unemployment insurance in their state taxes every single paycheck. When you get a paycheck from your employer, it includes a portion of that that's paid by the employer that goes to unemployment insurance. And your unemployment insurance rate is generally determined. Businesses have different rates. It's determined by how many people you've had that work for you that have gone on unemployment. And so, so in other words, if you've laid a bunch of people off, your unemployment insurance rate goes up and you pay more per paycheck for every other remaining employee. And so, you know, he was talking last night about how this was going to be handled, and he made some comment about it's only going to be an additional $21 a month per employee as we move forward. And, you know, tell me that businesses can't handle another $2,000 to $4,000 a year. And, you know, that's been ringing in my ears, and I really honestly, it just goes to show that the liberals don't get it. Because, you know, it's like, yeah, what's another $2,000 to $4,000 to a business? You know, put the burden on the business people. I mean, that's the whole attitude these days. Well, here's the problem with that. Okay, that's $2,000 to $4,000. And then what's Obamacare going to cost businesses this year? That could be a lot more than that. That could be $10,000. Depends on how many employees you got. And the other thing is, you know, we just had a rate increase of 2%. On Social Security taxes from Obama, and so this attitude that don't tell me that businesses can't handle more, and that's exactly what the interview we've got lined up next hour is about. The Job Creators Alliance has just gone to Washington to carry the message from small business and business across the country that, you know, you're the ones killing the jobs. you're the ones killing the jobs because business, you know, businesses can't continue to carry the burden of the taxation in this country the way you're throwing it on businesses. It's just, you know, the liberals just have never seen another tax they don't like. I actually like this. Again, I was at the legislature yesterday. I didn't get there in time to see Phil Berger's press conference, but Berger yesterday outlined a plan. Again, you know, we've talked about this before, that would end income tax in North Carolina. And you know what? I like a lot of this, but you know what I'm not going to support and be in favor of is more burden on small business. But yesterday, Phil Berger saying that the eliminating personal and corporate income tax in exchange for higher state sales taxes, which means your groceries and your medical expenses are going to go up. Well, here's the question, we've posed this question before. Are you willing to pay higher sales taxes? Are you willing, if they eliminate your income tax and you no longer have to pay state income tax, are you willing to pay higher prices at the grocery store? And I think most people would say the answer to that is yes.
Here's another question. How easy is it going to be for them to raise that tax, sales tax?
Easy would it be?
Yeah.
Well, they have full control over the sales tax.
Well, that's what I mean. Every year it's going to go up and up and up and up. And it's going to be paying 80%.
Well, Michael, but, I mean, you're a good test case here because you're against
all taxes.
I know, but, you know, you're not against... You're certainly not against services if you need them. You want the fire department to come put the fire out at your house, don't you?
Absolutely.
You want the police to come if you have a break-in, don't you? I mean, there's got to be some government services.
Politicians going to Hawaii.
I totally agree with you that taxation's out of control. But let's just assume that there's going to be a certain level of taxes. It's going to cost about $20 billion to run the state of North Carolina, although Berger said yesterday he wants to lower that. So, you know, let's see if he can do that. But here's my question to you, Michael. What would you rather pay? Would you rather pay it in income taxes or would you rather pay it on your groceries?
No. I would rather pay it on my groceries. My thing is that if it's they can wave have a vote and some guy stands up and says, let's raise the taxes, and up the sales tax goes.
Well, I'm telling you, you know, that's, again, you have there's a new day in Raleigh. And I'll tell you, I spent some time at the legislature yesterday. It really is a new day. I mean, the way of thinking in this state is going to be different than it's been in the past because the Republicans are in charge. I really seriously believe that. I think that the Republicans in charge in Raleigh kind of see this as their moment, and you don't know how long your moment's going to last.
That's true. Can they make a law that states to raise that if they pass that sales tax, which I hope they do, get rid of the income tax? Can they make a law or a rule or whatever they call it up there that they must have a supermajority and the governor's signature to raise the sales tax? Is that
no? I mean, I don't.
They couldn't do that.
Could they make a law to do that?
Yeah.
I'm sure they could do anything they want.
I'm not so sure
that they're not going to do that.
People would even recognize an increase in their grocery bill, unless it was significant.
You know, you might not. People on very low incomes, though, McGee, I think will. And see, that's the big argument here, is that it's going to be more of a burden on lower income families. Well, you know, here's the reality. They're not paying any income tax right now. And so there's going to be a spreading of the tax burden to everyone. So, you know, the question is it, for these people who are paying no income tax now, they're going to start sharing in the burden of the state's taxation.
That's fine with me.
And again, you know, the average, you're right, McGee, the average family, if you raise sales taxes, you know, there's one argument is, well, it's going to hurt retail sales of the state. The other argument is going to be, you know, that it's unfair to the lower income folks in the state. And, you know, that's what they're wrestling with because right now, but you know, you have to realize, you know, the lower income folks right now are paying nothing. They're paying nothing. All right, we got some calls, 561-8255, 561-TALK. Where are we going, Andrea?
Fred.
Fred is on the phone. Good morning, Fred. How are you?
Yes, Henry, you just made part of the points I was getting ready to talk about. that's the only way to get income from all these people who don't pay property tax, who don't pay income tax, who don't pay any kind of tax, but they have to consume. They have to buy food and clothes and, you know, whatever. So that's the only way to get some revenue from these people who contribute nothing. So I'm in favor of raising the sales tax.
The sales tax right now, Fred, is 6.75 in the state. Now, there could be some local options, like Pitt County has a local option. I think we're paying about 7.5%, something like that. This would increase the sales tax, the state sales tax, from 6.75, Berger's plan would, to 8.05%, which means you're going to be paying about 10% sales tax on things in some counties. You okay with that?
Yeah, because I'm saying that's the only way to generate revenue from all these people who do not contribute anything. I mean, look at all the people who have no property, pay no property taxes, don't pay any kind of tax. So sales tax is the only way to access additional revenue from a large percentage of people who contribute nothing.
Right. All right. I appreciate that call.
I mean, when I say contribute nothing, I don't mean, I mean, in a more of a financial responsibility.
Yeah.
They get benefits of all the services, but contribute very little.
Well, Obama wants to spread the wealth, so maybe we should spread the taxation.
Bingo, yeah.
All right, thank you, Fred.
Tax to poor, that's exactly right.
561-8255, 561-8255. Rob, good morning. How are you?
Just fine this morning. I trust you guys are.
Yeah. What do you think about this new tax proposal by Senator Berger yesterday?
I believe in it. You know, with the previous caller talking about, you know, spreading the burden about all of us on, you know, it's called a use tax. You use it, you pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with it. And I voted for Pat McCrory, and I'm a supporter of his the first time that he ran, and this time that he ran, I'm a supporter in him. But the only thing that's disheartening where I think he, you know, made an error is I'm a rank-and-file state employee. It's disheartening when you read in the paper that his cabinet got a 13% increase.
Wait a minute. That's not correct, Rob. The cabinet got no, the overall cabinet got no increase.
Eight of his cabinet got a 13% increase.
You know why, though? Because a couple of them on the cabinet, I believe Art Pope, who's the budget director, and Dr. Aldona Voss, who is the new Secretary of Health and Human Services, are working for the state for $1 a year. They're basically working for the state for free, which allowed Governor McCrory to give some increases to some of the lower-paid secretarial positions to make them more competitive. And so he did not raise the budget for the salaries for the cabinet $1.
No, I'm not saying he raised the budget or it came out of, you know, overall operational funds. I understand about that $1, you know, salary. That's between, you know, that individual. But what the legislature did was give Pat McCrory or the governor's office the authority to set his own pay for his own cabinet.
Well, I think that's always been the case.
No. It was actually capped under, you know, Governor Perdue, but now that it's not there, last year we got our first pay raise in 7 years, a 1.2% interest rate. Now with the 2% Social Security tax going on, I'm $40 in the hole now.
Right.
Not including, you know, President Obama's, you know, Obamacare and everything else. And when you
and
hear
more,
about
and there's more coming.
There's more coming.
But I want to be accurate about the fact that you are correct. The Secretary of Public Safety, I think the DOT Secretary, a couple of others got an increase in their compensation. But let's just be clear about it so people understand. The cabinet secretaries as a whole are making no more money under Pat McCrory than they did under Beth Perdue.
That is understood, and I wasn't trying to come across that right. You know, the overall operation budget went up.
Right.
But you know, when they talk about salaries, you know, where somebody gets, you know, a $27,000 a year salary, you know, and I'm happy for them. That's their money. They worked hard for it. I'm not talking about, you know, redistributing that wealth, but just as a rank and file state employee who has everything else going up, and you know, it's kind of disheartening when you hear about stuff like that. That as a rank, I'm a 16-year employee.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just kind of disheartening that we're, you know, struggling. And you hear a 34.
I hear you. Look, I'm hearing it from my wife. My wife is a state employee also. But let's also keep in mind one other thing. I'm not trying to justify the governor's decision on this, but I do think this is a valid point. Let's take my friend Kieran Shanahan, who's an East Carolina guy who just got named by the governor as the Secretary of Public Safety. Okay, he's got 60,000 employees. He is responsible for 60,000 employees, and his salary is now going to be somewhere around $138,000 a year. And so you look at that and say, that's probably, you know, what if a guy was running a corporation and he had 60,000 employees, he would be making a heck of a lot more than $138,000 a year.
Yeah, so, no doubt. I'm happy that they get their salary. You know,
right.
I mean, they're well-deserving. It's not an easy position.
Yeah. I hear you. Point well made and well taken. I appreciate it, Rob.
All right, guys. Have a good morning.
Thank you. 561-8255. What do you think about the new proposal coming out of the state Senate yesterday that we eliminate all state income tax but increase the tax on all retail sales and groceries? Is it John? Good morning, John.
Good morning, Henry. I just wanted to make the point that unless we can start collecting the sales tax across state lines, say if we order things online, TVs, other expensive items, that is going to really hurt retail sales locally. If we don't find
That's been a big issue for a long time, John. Online sales have really been a problem. And, you know, when all the glut of people started going and doing all this online shopping, they weren't paying any sales tax. They're trying to get a handle on that now. And I think you have to pay sales tax now if you order online.
Yeah, okay. The only thing I see
to, anyway.
Exactly. They ask you at the end of the year. I guess they ask you to be honest and, you know, tell how much you ordered online. But but that's the point I wanted to make. I would be for the sales tax and no income tax as long as that loophole was closed. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
All right, All right, we clear, Michael? We got one more. Let's take Neil, and then we got to move on because McGee is anxiously awaiting some big sport. Well, two more. We'll take Neil, and then one more. Neil, you're on. Good morning.
Good morning. I just had a couple of quick things. You made the comment about the state sales tax at 6.75, and my question is I believe the state sales tax rate though is really only 4.75, and every county gets 2%. Which puts it at 6.75 across the board, and then every local county has an option to even add on to that. I know,
right.
Like Pitt County, Edgecombe County just increased 1% sales tax for local on top of it. I know Pitt County has one. I think Martin County has it. But so my question is, though, is are they going from 6.75 across the board to 8.05? Is that what the proposal is?
Yeah, I think the idea is that the base, I mean, it wouldn't be plus that 2% that the counties get. The 6.75 includes the 2% that the counties
right.
get.
Right.
So, and it's not optional. I mean, I mean, so when people go, you know, every county pays that, whether they, and of course the counties
right.
want that because that's how the counties run their services. That's the money they get back from the state.
And my other thing was, I think it was last week, I got a call from, it was some polling, and I can't remember if it was, for some reason I'm thinking Civitas, but it may have been Public Policy. I don't remember, but I know it was a poll, and they were questioning me about my feelings of the taxation and going away with income tax, and it was about a 20-minute poll that I went through. But this, the thing they kept throwing back up was not just sales, but services. You go to the doctor, you call your plumber, you call an electrician, you go get your car worked on, you get your oil changed. That tax
right.
would also include services.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that poll was from Civitas, Neil, and here's why. I've got the results of some of that right here. The question, were you asked this question? Would you support replacing the income tax with a higher sales tax?
Yes.
Okay, then it was Civitas. And the answer to that, 78% said yes, both the federal and the state taxes, that they'd rather pay sales tax rather than income tax.
And I answered that yes.
And only 12% yes, but only the state income tax. And 2% said yes, but only the federal income tax. And only 8% of the people that Civitas polled last week said no to that. So people clearly would rather pay sales taxes than they would income taxes.
That was the thing, though. So they asked that question about sales tax, and that's just kind of a very broad statement. But another question in that poll was...
service taxes.
Oh, the service tax.
Right.
Well, then they kind of lump them both together, which was kind of... Because I even had to stop the pollster and say, hold on a second.
Yeah.
You asked this question, and now you're asking about service. I'm for raising sales tax. I have no problem with that to do away with income.
Yeah.
My concern is raising a service tax on services, because services, you know, if you've got your if you got to pay an electrician, or if you got to pay, you know, and they charge $70, $80, $100 an hour, well, now that just goes to $110 an hour just
right.
because of tax.
Well, the whole service tax debate will be done in this session also, which starts later this month. And, you know, it's really interesting. All the lobbyists are gearing up for the fight, even my industry. I'm on the state board of broadcasters, and we had a conference call earlier this week with our lobbyists. And, you know, we don't want taxes on advertising sales, that's for sure. And, you know, lawyers aren't going to want taxes on legal services. Plumbers aren't going to want taxes on plumbing services. And so that is, and I will say this, the service tax has been passed in other states, and it's working in some states. But Florida passed a service tax years ago, and it was such a disaster. People hated it. And there was such a rebellion in the state of Florida that they repealed it in 6 months. So
I
think it's going to be hard to tax services.
What I could see happening with a service tax, and I just had some work done at my home, and I even made the person who did the work made the comment. He said, if they pass a service tax, he said, I still will never have to pay it. He said, I won't have to pay it on jobs like this, because I'll just charge you a cash price. And so people that work for themselves anyway can avoid it, so why even implement it?
Yeah. All right, thank you, Neil. Great call. We got to move on. A lot of sports stuff going on this morning. Got the Matai Teo case, which is making national news this morning. Also, how about this, McGee? Tiger Woods reportedly wants to remarry his ex-wife, Elin Nordgren. Or Nordgren, who chased him out of the driveway Thanksgiving 2 years ago with a golf club. Reportedly, Tiger is still devastated by his divorce from Elin, and is so desperate to win her back, he's willing to sign a $200 million prenup with a $350 million anti-cheating clause.
Woo.
Now, the source on this, very credible source, the National Enquirer. Hey, they were right about John Edwards. They do get some things right. So Tiger Woods wants back. But I also saw, by the way, that Arnold Schwarzenegger wants to get back with his wife, after chasing the maid around and doing the horizontal bop with the maid. You never heard the horizontal bop? Yeah. That was
that's Schwarzenegger's way.
The governor wants to get back with his wife also. You going to lead with the Matai Teo story?
I can.
Well, can we talk about it a second? Because I got a couple of things here. let me talk about that one, and I'll throw it back to you, because we got a big basketball win to talk about last night for the Pirates, which, by the way, I'm devastated I wasn't there. I was listening to the radio coming out of Raleigh last night, and I thought, what an exciting... Why is it the East Carolina just has to get down before they start playing to come
up? I don't know. Yeah, it's been their kind of their
emo. They were 9-0 and came back and won by 9?
Yeah, down 69-60 and came back and actually won by 11.
Well, here's the story. If you haven't heard the story, this kid, Matai Teo, who is the star linebacker for the Notre Dame football team. Of course, they played in the national championship. You know, we heard early, all through the season, we heard this story, this heart-wrenching story of the fact that his grandmother died and his girlfriend both died on the same day.
Within hours of each other.
And the girlfriend had leukemia.
Correct.
And he talked about his relationship with, he's been on TV interviews and, you know, it's been all over the place. It was talked about again leading up to the national championship. Turns out it was a lie. He didn't have a girlfriend and she didn't die.
She never existed.
So the question is, and now he's saying that he is the victim of a hoax? Sounds very fishy. In fact, here's a report on the whole thing right here.
The story of his girlfriend dying was in Sports Illustrated, ESPN, and every other network. The girl's name was Lene Kukua, and the story was that she and Teo met after the Stanford game. She went to Stanford, he went to Notre Dame. His father was quoted as saying they spoke on the phone every night, that she visited Teo in Hawaii. But now it's been revealed that Lene Kukua didn't die of cancer, didn't go to Stanford. In fact, she never existed.
Now, here's the thing. He made this sound like they were, like, having this relationship, although everybody knew that she lived in California. And of course, he's in South Bend, Indiana. But it turns out he's now saying it was an online relationship. And here's the crazy thing about it. The athletic director at Notre Dame came out yesterday supporting him.
Yeah, big time.
It just doesn't seem possible, does it?
And he apparently arranged multiple meetings to meet Lene Kukua, and according to Teo, she never showed up for any of those meetings.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's really, and now his father is saying, well, they did meet a couple of times in Hawaii.
Right.
Yeah. That's the ticket.
Yeah.
I mean, there's this belief now that this kid did this for publicity. And, maybe he was the victim of a hoax. I ain't buying it. All right, before we go to sports, we got Jim dialing. Jim Howard is here, and I wanted to get Jim on for a very quick second, but he's standing by. Jim Howard, WITN this morning, our meteorologist on call down at the TV station this morning. And, Jim, I wanted to get you on because it looks like the first snow event of the year coming our way tonight, right?
Yeah, Henry, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, watching this one, to me, this rings of pretty much our standard Eastern Carolina snowstorm, which means a lot of cold rain and then a quick change over to snow on the backside as this thing pulls away tonight. I don't see a lot here, Henry. If somebody gets an inch, it's going to happen back by I-95. That's going to be grassy surfaces and then up maybe towards Ahoskie, maybe Bertie County, Western Martin County, perhaps Northern Pitt, but I'm thinking of dusting maybe. Just not a lot of really cold air. I mean, moisture through the roof. If we were 5 to 10 degrees colder out there, we would have the equivalent of an inch of rain, and that's about a foot of snow.
Wow.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I shouldn't even say that on air.
So temperatures are just not going to get cold enough aloft for that to happen.
No, and even at the surface, I mean, we're going to get borderline. I think we're going to see snowflakes tonight, right? Northern counties, and I'm thinking generally along Highway 11, maybe Greenville, Snow Hill, over to Goldsboro area, points west. Raleigh's probably going to pull 4 inches out of this, up towards Richmond, Virginia as well. I mean, folks headed west or headed north, I would rethink those plans tonight and tomorrow.
So it is going to snow, and so you think that, and we have a lot of listeners in Rocky Mountain, Ahoskie, up through. I looked at your snow line this morning on the map on TV, and it looked like it kind of goes from Edenton down through Greenville all the way down to Goldsboro. Is that about right? That's the line. Everything north of that may get some snow, and everything south of that is probably just going to be rain.
Yeah, I think even south of that you'll get a changeover. You'll probably see some snowflakes in Kinston, even New Bern, Belhaven, over in Beaufort County. However, it's going to be quick. The ground's going to be relatively mild. Anything sticking down there is highly unlikely. Wet roads, yeah, an inch of rain, everything's going to get wet, but the air just not cold enough. The areas you mentioned, that's where I think we may get a dusting on some of the grassy surfaces. Some of the cars tomorrow morning may have a little snow on them. Not much, though. But I-95 corridor, folks in Rocky Mount, back up to Scotland Neck, Roanoke Rapids, perhaps Wilson, a half an inch to an inch. But even the roads, that won't accumulate on the roads. The roads will be wet. We'll have to watch some of those bridges and overpasses maybe tomorrow morning, Henry. But all in all, this is something we can handle pretty well.
All right, Jim Howard. Jim, great to hear from you. Thank you for the update, my friend.
All right, have a good day.
All right, talk to you later. It's always great to have Jim when we got something happening in the weather world. And he's always willing to come on with us. All right, McGee, your turn. Let's do some sports now. 7:44, here's McGee on sports.
We've talked about the Manti Te'o situation, so let's get to a big basketball win for the Pirates last night. Maurice Kemp scored a career-high 30 points. He went off last night. Akeem Richmond had a 14, all in the second half, as ECU beat Houston 89-78. In fact, the Pirates scored 59 points in the second half. They were down 69-60 at one point, come back and win by 11. Miguel Paul, 16 points, 8 assists for ECU. Ty Armstrong, 12 on the night. ECU now 11-5 overall, 2-1 in Conference USA, and they will be back in action on Saturday on the road at Marshall. Alex Lynn dropped in a missed shot by teammate Pashawn Howard with 0.9 seconds left, giving the Maryland Terrapins a 51-50 win over NC State, number 14 NC State. Wednesday night, Terrapins have won 10 of 11 over the Wolfpack, including 5 straight at home. This win for Maryland coming after NC State knocked off number 1 Duke on Saturday. Speaking of Duke, number 3 now in the rankings are in action tonight, hosting Georgia Tech. Tip-off set for 9 o'clock in that one. San Diego State leaving the not joining the Big East. They will remain in the Mountain West Conference. They have committed to joining the conference for football only with Boise State starting next season. But again, San Diego State will remain in the Mountain West Conference.
Shocker. Yeah. Shocker.
And Chip Kelly, he is leaving Oregon. He's going to coach the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, I saw that last night. I'm disappointed about San Diego. I had this vision of going to East Carolina games in San Diego. I guess it ain't going to happen.
Nope, it's not.
And congratulations to Jeff Lebo and the team. Boy, what a great win last night over
Big
Houston.
Big-time win.
I'm sorry that I missed that game. I wish I had been there. Doggone it. All right. Very good. We got Lindsay coming up with the news headline. I think we got a phone call here. We were talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger trying to get back with his wife, Maria Shriver, after his little horizontal bop with the maid. And we got a phone call, Michael?
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones.
Hello there. It's me, Arnold.
Arnold?
Did you hear? Maria and I might be getting back together again. Oh, how I wish it were like it used to be. Just me and Maria, the kids, the dog. Maybe we could move back into our house. Yeah.
Well, if you're going to do that, you're going to need a maid, Arnold.
Oh, yeah. A maid. A big buxom maid. Hey, what are you doing? Stop that. You know I have a weak spot for maids.
Well, okay, how about a butler then?
Hey, I'm not into that kind of thing anymore. What's the matter with you?
Thirteen in front of 8 o'clock. There goes Arnold.
Yeah.
There he goes. Get back with Maria Shriver.
It's the new movie, man. The new movie's
out. I know. He's got his new movie out now, so he's doing radio interviews. Yeah. That's amazing. All right, news headlines with WITN coming up. More talk of the town. 52 degrees, maybe some light rain this afternoon, and maybe some snow tonight. We'll be right back.
With the holidays over and record sales in December, we want to keep the momentum going by continuing to offer you the best deals from last year with some plus-ups for 2013. We still have 0% finance for 60 months, discounts up to $8,000 on the professional-grade Sierra truck, and great leases starting at a low $199 on Terrain and Sierra truck. If you need a little more room, try the 2013 Acadia for only $269. Now that's a happy new year from all of us at Brown & Wood GMC.
39-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, up to $19.99 down, plus tax tags and 49 admin fee due at signing, 0% on select models.
Henry Hinton here for the Aluminum Company of North Carolina, and I've got Brad Griffin of Greenville with me. And Brad and his wife, Beth, just had a lot of work done at their house. And Brad, why did you call the Aluminum Company of North Carolina?
Well, Henry, I heard them on your station, and they sounded like a company that could do it all. They do roofs, windows, siding, gutters, trim, and all the above needed help at our house.
And you're a pretty busy guy, so was it helpful to have one company that could do all of that?
Yes, it was just one quote. You know, one contractor. I didn't have to follow up. Jeff was really easy to get a hold of if I had a concern. They just did what they said they were going to do.
Would you recommend the Aluminum Company of North Carolina?
Yeah, I'm going to call them for storm doors here in a couple weeks.
Jeff Monsignor and the folks at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina, call them. They'll come out and give you a free, no-obligation estimate. The number is 1-800-672-4348, 800-672-4348, or you can get them at aluminumcompany.com.
Don't let the name fool you. The Aluminum Company of North Carolina really can fix or upgrade just about anything outside your house.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jonathan Casnove, Branch Manager at Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Please call 252-353-4500 to speak to a qualified home mortgage consultant today.
Say hello to starting the new year off right. Switch to U.S. Cellular and you can get a smartphone for just $49.99 or less, like the LG Splendor. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello better. Certain restrictions apply. Applicable smartphone data plan required. New two-year agreement and $30 activation fee may apply. See store for details.
Real Wireless, with locations in Williamston, Robertsonville, Windsor, and Ahoskie. All stores speak Spanish. Se habla Español en todos las tiendas. Real Wireless is a U.S. Cellular authorized agent.
Hi, this is Parker Morgan, sales manager at Morgan Printers in Greenville. We are a full-service, family-owned printing company specializing in four-color printing. We've been printing everything from letterhead, business cards, annual reports, posters, and brochures for over 50 years. I'm proud to announce that we now offer custom full-color apparel printing, from t-shirts, rally towels, and tote bags. To make a great gift for Christmas, stop by to see our team at 3001 South Evans Street today, or call us at 252-355-5588, or visit morganprinters.com. Now that's local service.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIV.
Good morning. It's 52 degrees, 10 minutes before your 8 o'clock hour. I'm Lindsay Fry with your WITN news update. Dispatchers say what appears to be an abandoned mobile home caught fire this morning. The Nine Mile Road Fire Department responded to 160 Murray Lane in Richlands in Onslow County just before 4 a.m. Now, no injuries have been reported, but we will keep you posted on what officials say could have started the blaze and what they think appears to be an abandoned trailer. And three more locals are under arrest for crimes involving prescription drugs. 36-year-old Anna Foster of Washington is facing three counts of trafficking in opium, while 22-year-old Joseph Foster of Belhaven and 19-year-old Jessica Cartwright of Washington each face two counts of the same charge. The Beaufort County Sheriff's Office says Anna Foster has been selling her prescribed oxycodone pills, and they saw her meet with two other suspects. A search found 99 oxycodone pills in the car with Joseph Foster and Cartwright, and 47 pills in a bottle with Anna Foster. All three are being held under a $10,000 bond. And so much has been reported about the way a local woman died, likely at the hands of her boyfriend, and what police say appears to be a murder-suicide. But this morning, we know a little bit more about Anjanette Daniels. The 40-year-old Greenville woman worked at Vidant Medical Center, according to her obituary. She was also a graduate of Aiden Grifton High School. The viewing is tonight at Don Brown Funeral Home in Aiden, and Daniels' funeral will be tomorrow at the Morningstar Holiness Church in Aiden. Now, the funeral for the man authorities think killed Daniels before taking his own life, Clenny Carmen, is scheduled for Saturday. A local woman is headed to federal prison after filing hundreds of thousands of dollars in phony insurance claims. 39-year-old Medina Blanton of Onslow County faked medical documents to make it look like she and members of her family had been admitted to the hospital. Now, prosecutors say Blanton received more than $234,000 from her insurance company, money which she is now supposed to repay, along with serving 1 year and 1 day in prison. Well, that's your WITN News update. I'm Lindsay Fry.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
A few showers early, becoming a steady light rain for the afternoon. High temperature today about 52 degrees, and we're there right now, so the temperatures will start to drop soon. Tonight we're going to get all the way down to 28 degrees, windy, and that rain is going to turn into snow and maybe rain mixed with snow, depending on where you live. You guys up in Rocky Mount, snow, most likely. You folks down in New Bern, rain, most likely, according to Jim Howard. So we'll just have to wait and see how that plays out. But be ready for it. If you got to travel north by car early tomorrow morning, Jim Howard says you might want to change your plans or at least have a contingency plan. It'll all melt away, and Friday we'll have sunny and temperatures around 40, and then back in the mid-50s by Saturday. 52 right now, 753. Welcome in. It's Talk of the Town Thursday morning. 17th day of January. McGee is here with sports headlines. And, again, thanks to Lindsay Fry, who's here this morning with WITN. You know, I was doing NC Spin last night. That'll run on Sunday. I guess it still runs at 11 o'clock on Sundays on WITN. And we run it here on Cable 7 on Friday nights at 8, Michael, something like that. And then again on Sunday mornings. You need to watch it this week. I've been doing that show with those guys for a long time. Last night, the gun control thing, it's been such a hot topic. If you can imagine John Hood, who is the biggest libertarian in the country, and Chris Fitzsimon, the biggest liberal in North Carolina, going at that thing erupted last night into a shouting match. I have never been a part of the show when it got that heated. Tom Campbell had to jump in and tear those guys apart. I didn't participate in that as much. I mixed it up with John on some Chris on some other issues last night.
So this was not during a break. This was actually
show. You're going to be able to see that. I mean, it erupted into an all out shouting match. And Tom had to jump in. In fact,
let's get it on.
Tom just sent an email apologizing to everybody because he jumped in and jumped on everybody. It was something. But Obama yesterday laying out his major points of gun control, which I'm telling you, this is nothing but window dressing. It's just not going to matter. None of this stuff's going to matter. And on top of that, you know, there's no way he'll get any of this through Congress. Guys, I need my audio up here. President Obama yesterday laying out his major points of gun control.
We will make sure mental health professionals know their options for reporting threats of violence. Congress should restore a ban on military-style assault weapons and a 10-round limit for magazines. If you want to buy a gun, you should at least have to show you are not a felon or somebody legally prohibited from buying one.
It's just, you know, again, it's not going anywhere. It's just all window dressing. He brought out Grace, one of the Newtown shooting victims, yesterday as well.
She dreamed of becoming a painter. Chris, her father, gave me one of her paintings, and I hung it in my private study. And every time I look at that painting, I think about how, when it comes to protecting the most vulnerable among us, we must act now. For Grace.
I said he brought her out. He actually talked about her. She was one of the victims of Newtown yesterday. So, great segment yesterday with Colt Page and Josh Richardson. I saw Colt on TV this morning. You know, a lot of passion about this gun control thing, but again, no chance it'll make it through Congress. All right, 4 minutes now in front of 8. We're coming back.
Here's a new Honda Civic for just $129 a month at Bob Barber Honda. Throw it a goodbye party, and it's still just $129 a month at Bob Barber Honda. Sing it happy trails, and it's still just $129 a month. Give it a free lifetime warranty, and it's still just $129. Miss this deal forever, and the Honda Civic, 44 MPG, a free lifetime warranty, and just $129 a month at Bob Barber Honda.
Bob Barber Honda says, your W-2 is your credit. At Bob Barber Honda, we're famous for helping credit-bruised individuals get back on the road. No matter what your current credit condition is, the credit pros at Bob Barber Honda can help. And right now, your W-2 is your credit. Call us at 1-800-NEXT-HONDA. That's 1-800-NEXT-HONDA. And let's get to work. We're Bob Barber Honda at the point of Memorial Drive and Greenville Boulevard. Greenville, Bob Barber Honda.
What makes an amazing team? At Vidant Medical Center, it's the more than 2,500 nurses, 4,500 employees, and 700 physicians who dedicate each day to making healthcare better for the people of Eastern North Carolina. We want to take a minute to thank these talented individuals who provided care to more than 300,000 patients, including 117,000 in our emergency department. And we welcomed 4,700 babies into our community. In fact, it was one of our busiest years ever, yet we still achieved our highest scores in safety and quality of care. We also ranked in the top 10% nationally in patient satisfaction, and with our partners at the Brody School of Medicine, trained nearly 700 medical professionals to care for the next generation of Eastern North Carolina families. So thank you to all our physicians, nurses, and staff members for their tireless dedication. We applaud your efforts in 2012 and look forward to 2013.
Morning, sir. I just need your signature on this. Sir, is that a bank teller in your office?
Sure is. I was making a lot of trips to the bank, so I hired Sally here to save time. Sally, I'd like to deposit this check, please.
Okie dokie. You're all set here, Mr. Wagner. Oh, and here's your sucker.
Wow. She even has suckers?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, Tutti Frutti, my favorite.
You know East Carolina Bank lets you deposit checks right from your own office.
Really?
Yeah. It's all part of their business lending and cash management services. Perfect for managing cash flow, debt reduction, payroll, and borrowing money. Great for agribusiness, too.
Fantastic. Sally, I guess we don't need you anymore.
Oh.
Oh, but one more Tutti Frutti before you go.
Okay.
That is so good.
Visit myecb.com or stop by an office to learn more. And in case you're wondering, yes, we have lollipops. East Carolina Bank, creating success together. Member FDIC.
This is 103.7 WTIB, Williamston, Greenville, Rocky Mount. Get our Facebook link at WTIBFM.com.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. From Dreamliner to Nightmare, airlines around the world have been told to stop flying Boeing's latest jet. ABC's Alex Stone says there are safety concerns about the Dreamliner.
Countries around the globe have grounded the plane, concerned it's unsafe to fly. There have been numerous problems with it, from fuel leaks to windshield cracks. But the biggest concern is possible fires from overheating lithium batteries installed in the plane. Now the U.S., Europe, Japan, and India have ordered the plane grounded.
The Dreamliner was touted as the plane of the future when it was launched. In Algeria, troops have surrounded a compound where an Islamist militant group is holding foreign oil workers hostage. At least seven of those hostages are Americans.
There is growing concern this morning about the fate of the hostages. Being held in the middle of the Sahara Desert at the residential compound for workers at a natural gas facility partially owned by BP. Intelligence officials say the situation is tense.
ABC News chief investigative correspondent Brian Ross earlier and his Algerian official said that some of the hostages may have escaped. A swift and fierce reaction from some gun groups and Republican politicians to President Obama's proposal on gun violence. Texas Governor Rick Perry says he's disgusted at the plan. A powerful group of big business leaders says the retirement age should be raised to 70. But David Certner with the AARP says that would mean a dramatic cut in many people's benefits.
What's unfortunate here is you have a group of CEOs who have absolutely no familiarity with trying to make it on $20,000 a year, talking about how people at that kind of income level should sacrifice their, you know, their health and income security.
The Business Roundtable says its proposal would keep Medicare and Social Security solvent and would not affect people now 55 and older. This is ABC News.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals at Office Max. Offer ends January 19th. Excludes Epson, Office Max, and ink refill. Limit 2.
Do you suffer from pain like joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis? Then you must listen to this important message. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. Anatoblock is so effective, we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Best of all, Anatoblock is now available to try for free. That's right. Call 800-589-8393 now and get out of pain absolutely free. Call today, 800-589-8393.
He calls it a hoax. Notre Dame football star Manti Te'o may have more to say this week about a claim his girlfriend was said to have died. But ABC's Scott Goldberg says she never existed.
Before linebacker Manti Te'o was a candidate for college football's Heisman Trophy, he was a high school star in Hawaii, where neighbors were inspired by his story, playing this season despite the death of his grandmother and the supposed death of his girlfriend within 24 hours of each other.
You know, I hope they find out what's really going on.
But now that Te'o says he fell in love online with someone who never existed, Notre Dame athletic director Jack Swarbrick says
Manti was the victim of that hoax.
Or many now wonder if the story about the girlfriend was just a publicity stunt. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Federal inspectors have found hundreds of flood control systems at risk of failing. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says 326 levees are in urgent need of repair. Richard Davies, ABC News.
Cable
97.7 and 103.7 WTIB present Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton. News, sports, and community information, and everything that's going on around town. Now, with Talk of the Town, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful. Should we make some marshmallows and get ready for the snow?
In the
fall. It is 4 minutes after eight. The first snow of the year on the way, we are told. Depending on where you are tonight, we're going to see some snow and rain, maybe some snow and rain mixed. And I think folks up in Edgecombe, Nash County, and maybe Kinston and Ahoskie, some of our listening areas are going to get a pretty good snow tonight, according to Jim, 1 to 3 inches. And then most of us here in Greenville and south are going to probably just have some snowflakes mixed in with rain because it's just not cold enough aloft and here on the ground surface also to really have much of a snow. Welcome into the second hour of Talk of the Town. Today is the 17th of January. It's Thursday morning. McGee is here with sports and a lot of sports to talk about today, McGee.
A lot happened in the past 24 hours.
It really has, and Lindsay Fry is here with WITN this morning. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, Henry.
How are you? It's nice to see you. Always great to have you in the studio with us. And McGee, the Pirates last night, a huge win over Houston, and Maurice Kemp, 30 points. You know, he's really turning out to be a heck of a player, isn't he?
He's quietly getting it done. I say quietly because he's not the flashy player that's going to go out and, you know, have incredible dunks or just he gets it done. And you're not even realizing he's scoring 20, 25, 22, now 30 points. I mean, he's a great player.
In the last three halves of basketball, Maurice Kemp has scored 46 points.
He scored
16 points. In the last half of the Central Florida game, he scored 15 in the first half last night, 15 in the second half last night, and he just kind of took over the game at the end, didn't he?
Yeah, when you have a guy that size that can shoot it and take you inside, I mean, he's so versatile at every position. Yeah. He's special.
Where are the Pirates this weekend?
Marshall.
At Marshall.
At Marshall.
Wouldn't you know it? I can go Saturday night.
It's a long trip.
I'm not going to Huntington, West Virginia.
about snow.
For basketball or for any other reason. Yeah, it could be snow up there, too.
Yeah, quite a bit, I would imagine.
Well, anyway, congratulations to Jeff Lebo. Very exciting. Mm-hmm. Pirates now 2-1 of the conference, and that's their 11th win overall, I believe.
Correct.
11-5?
11-5.
So, you know, it's kind of making up for the pain of the Campbell loss. When I said East Carolina had the best team we've had in 20 years. And then the next day they lost to Campbell. I'm back to where I was on that. I think it might be the best team we've had in 20 years. The other big sports story that everybody's following across the country today is this story about Manti Te'o, who's the Hawaiian kid who is the star linebacker for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Of course, he was a big story during the national championship and all that. And he's been a big story all year because, you know, we learned in September that his grandmother and his girlfriend both died the same day within hours of each other, and he just got massive amounts of publicity on it. He did interview after interview, and now it turns out that there was no girlfriend, that the whole thing was a hoax. And the question is, he is saying he is the victim of a hoax.
As is Notre Dame.
Notre Dame is backing him up, but I mean, I'm just struggling with that idea because, Bud, you know, look, we've all had imaginary girlfriends, but this is taking it to a new level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I never said mine was
that. In fact, you know, when I was a child, I had a, when I was a teenager, I had an extremely long and very emotional relationship with Raquel Welch.
Yeah. Yeah. And in my,
but then
my
you know,
era, Nicole
she didn't
Kidman,
know I was having the relationship.
No, mine didn't either. She never knew. I never met her.
but I'm telling, do you guys even know who Raquel Welch is?
Oh, absolutely.
If you look her up now, she looks like somebody's great grandmother.
she was my Nicole Kidman.
Was she?
Yeah, that was Nicole.
So Nicole Kidman was your was your Raquel Welch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy, you know, apparently, you know, now he's saying, well, it was an online relationship that he met. He had met her, and the father is now saying, well, they did get together a couple of times. Nobody, it's just hard to believe. I mean, listen to this interview that he did with ESPN back in October, talking about the death of his girlfriend.
I see the most beautiful girl I've ever met. Not because of her physical beauty, but the beauty of her character and who she is. She is just that person that I turn to. And even though she was fighting leukemia and, you know, fighting various things, she always found time to serve someone else.
Oh, please.
And her whole thing was not about herself. And that's why we were so close.
We were so close. You telling me he's not in on this? You telling me he's not in on it? Well, here is the athletic director at Notre Dame who came out yesterday supporting the player.
This was a very elaborate, very sophisticated hoax perpetrated for reasons we can't fully understand, but had a certain cruelty at its core. Manti was the victim of that hoax. Manti is the victim of that hoax. There's a lot of tragedy here. There's a lot of sorrow here. But the thing I am most sad about, that the single most trusting human being I've ever met will never be able to trust in the same way again in his life. That's an incredible tragedy.
I'm sorry. I'm just struggling with the whole thing.
I am too.
Now the athletic director's breaking up. I mean, I'm just struggling with this. I'm just struggling with the whole thing.
For a guy who's a linebacker like Manti Te'o, who appears to be a very intelligent, well-spoken guy at Notre Dame of all schools, you mean to tell me you can have an online relationship for this long and never see the person and not know that you're being fooled? I don't buy it for a second.
I mean, either he's part of it or he's the most gullible human being.
Yeah, I mean, and Jack Swarbrick said he'll come out and tell his side of the story, but I just don't know how that happens.
Here's the thing. If he really believed this girl was real, then it's only going to get worse for him from here.
Now, things that Manti Te'o thinks are still real. El Chupacabra. Crop circles. That if you play with it too much, you'll go blind. And Peter Pan. This has been Things That Manti Te'o Thinks Are Still Real.
I mean, the punchlines have been...
I'm telling you, it's only going to get worse for the kid from here.
Now, Things That Manti Te'o Thinks Are Still Real. Unicorns. Global warming. Affordable, comprehensive, government-run healthcare, and the Easter Bunny. This has been Things That Manti Te'o Thinks Are Still Real.
Maybe he should get into politics. By the way, the former chairman of the Republican Party just sent me a very ugly text. Very, very unbecoming of you, Mr. Chairman. It says, Raquel Welch, now we know the reason you wear glasses. What are you talking about? She was an absolutely beautiful woman when I was 13.
She looked great in the posters.
You didn't see Barbarella Farrell? Come on, man. For crying out loud. All right. What else is going on? We talked about the new tax proposal by Senator Phil Berger yesterday. Talked about the fact that Tiger Woods and the governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, want to get back with their wives. It looks like some of the stuff since the inauguration, maybe, and the pics of his cabinet members and the little flap over the salaries and all that, Governor McCrory's approval numbers have gone down 8 points in a week. But he still has an approval rating of 45%, but his disapproval rating went up to 19%. This according to public policy polling yesterday. But when he sits down, according to the News Observer this morning, when he sits down to negotiate with the legislature about some of these big issues coming up, the News Observer this morning says it's going to be like the Harlem Globetrotters versus the Washington Generals when it comes to approval ratings. Because McCrory's got a 50% approval rating, and the state legislature has a 16% approval rating.
Yeah,
Bill Gardner just reminded me that Barbarella was actually Jane Fonda. Ooh. Eee. Ooh.
You guys are taking it back.
Eee.
Taking it back.
That's a very bad memory lane right there. I don't think Jane Fonda was Barbarella, was she? McGee. Google. Barbarella. Jane Fonda was Barbarella?
That is correct.
That's a nasty thought. Was that before or after she rode around Vietnam?
I think Barbara was in the mid to late 60s, I think. I'm not sure about that. That I'm not sure.
Siding with a communist.
That's.
Is that it? Have you got a picture of her? Oh, yeah, McGee's got a Barbarella poster here. Ooh, that's nasty. Yikes. The thought of Jane Fonda as a sex symbol doesn't do it for me anymore. You know, I need to call Matai Teo and see if I can get into his stream of consciousness. Anne Margaret was a little before my time. Who was the real, you know, who was the girl that was on, she was married to the guy in Bon Jovi, Heather Locklear. She was one of my dream women at one time.
Now, wait a minute. She's more my era.
And you missed a dream girl of the 70s, Farrah Fawcett.
Farrah Fawcett was cool. Back when we were all working in the radio station in the 70s, Michael, at WOOW, there was a big Farrah Fawcett poster in the control studio for motivation purposes only.
Inspiration, like Tao. Well,
I had a T-shirt and the poster.
You played for her?
Yeah, Farrah Fawcett, yeah. Let's see. Speaking of approval ratings, Obama's not as popular in North Carolina as he used to be. President Barack Obama beginning his second term in office. Weaker support among North Carolinians than 4 years ago. Obama begins with an approval rating of 46% and a disapproval of 52%. 3% not sure among North Carolina voters. 4 years ago, he took office with an approval rating of 52%. How is that even possible? And how is it possible he still has a 46%? Approval rating. We were talking about the fact that Senator Phil Berger had a press conference yesterday kind of outlining his legislative agenda and the fact that they're going to talk about changing the state taxation system from an income tax based to more of a sales tax based. I'm liking this a lot. You know, I think one of the reasons that we ought to consider this, again, is the idea that we're losing retirees. And I continue to think that Eastern North Carolina could be the mecca of the retirement industry for the entire country if we put the right foot forward on it. And it would be an industry that would help the Eastern North Carolina economy. But we're losing people to Florida because they don't have any sales taxes. And people who have some resources, they don't want to live in a state with high income tax, but they obviously they don't mind living in a state with high sales taxes. And so that's what Phil Berger's talking about doing is in hiking sales taxes and eliminating state income tax. But through all this, you know, we talked about who's going to run against Kay Hagan in 2014 next year, and people are going to start announcing any time now. I mean, I think you'll probably have people this coming summer announcing that they're going to run for the Republican nomination against Senator Kay Hagan. And, of course, we very much believe that Tom Tillis will run. And there's been some question about whether Phil Berger would run. And then Phil Berger made that speech last week on the opening day of the legislature where he made the quote, which I think was a very memorable quote, which is the difference between a Washington Republican and a North Carolina Republican is in North Carolina we deliver and we keep our promises. Okay, now that sounds like a campaign speech against Kay Hagan, right? Well, yesterday he was asked at his press conference, are you going to run against Kay Hagan in 2014? And here is the answer in this morning's News Observer. I'm focused on what we're doing in the General Assembly at this time. I will leave it to someone else when it's time for someone to make a decision about running for other office. I am not running for any other office at this time.
At this time, being the operative
phrase. He's running.
Phrase, yeah.
He's running. If you're not running, you say, I'm not running. And so I think that, if you think about that, does that set up an incredible General Assembly session coming up? You've got the Republican head of the House of Representatives who wants to run for U.S. Senate, and now the Senate president who's a Republican wants to run for United States Senate? I think that's really interesting.
I do too.
Is that going to create conflict during the legislative session?
It's going to create an NC spin episode.
So, it could be a free-for-all for that nomination. You know, I hate to see both of them run, frankly, but hey, they both have a right to run. So, we'll see.
Can I read one comment about the that was on our Facebook page from the from the proposal Wednesday that the Republican lawmakers put down? One of the comments that we got.
This is on the eliminating the income tax.
Yes, it is.
Increasing state sales tax.
And the question was posed from us, would you be in favor of the exchange? And absolutely, one commenter writes, it brings everyone into the system. I disagree with the argument that it adversely affects the poor. They will pay less because they tend to spend less. However, when some drug dealer on the street who does not work buys his $200,000 rims or whatever they may cost, he will pay the sales tax, whereas now he pays nothing.
Interesting point. I got a text here and I apologize. I don't know this number. I don't have this number in my phone, but it says, just an FYI, Texas has not had a state income tax in more than 20 years, and they have an increased sales tax, and they make it work.
Well, I know North Carolina's been looking at Texas and other states to model this after. Texas, Indiana, were a couple of them.
Yeah. By the way, I have another friend who just texted me. Raquel Welch, awesome and still awesome. Randy, you and I are getting old, buddy. If you and I still think Raquel Welch is awesome. 21 after 8, coming back, news headlines coming up next with Lindsay Fry from WITN. And then we're going to have an interesting interview with a gentleman representing the Job Creators Alliance. And they've done a survey that of small business people that they've taken to Washington to say, hey, you know, a small business is getting killed with all this taxation. Stop it. So we'll have that coming up as well. 21 now after 8. More Talk of the Town for Thursday morning up right after the break.
Scotty McCreery, country music star.
People often ask me what's the hardest thing about being out on the road. Sleeping in a bus every night is tough, but probably the hardest thing is when I get a craving for Bojangles. At home, I can just hop in my truck and be eating in 5 minutes. But when I'm out of town and my stomach growls, I know it's Bo time. Man, there's nothing worse than being 2,000 miles away from the nearest made-from-scratch biscuit and perfectly seasoned chicken.
Buy an 8-piece box of chicken for $9.99 and you'll always get 4 biscuits absolutely free. Bojangles, it's Bo time.
That, my friends, is the sound that makes even the most discerning brew fan excited.
That is the sound of the third annual Jolly Skull Beer Fest.
Courtesy of Winslow's Deli Tavern and Market in Greenville. Come experience over 60 American craft and microbreweries with over 175 beers. This year, enjoy your brew with live music. Plus, great food and an unprecedented beer selection.
Get advanced tickets at BeerArmy.com or at the Greenville Convention Center, Winslow's Deli Tavern and Market, or Beer Army Outpost, Highway 70 East, New Bern.
The third annual Jolly Skull Beer Fest, Saturday, January 26th, 1 till 6 p.m. in the Greenville Convention Center, Greenville.
Brought to you by Winslow's Tavern, along with Beer Army, Coastal Beverage Company, G Vegas Magazine, and Viamark Advertising.
With partial proceeds to support local charities.
Ah, now that's a beer.
$29.99 due at signing a lease payment. See dealer for details.
We're kicking off 2013 with a bang at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. It's Owner Appreciation Days. Are you driving a Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Ram vehicle right now? East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep thanks you for your loyalty and is giving all Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram owners $1,000 cash if you trade now. You'll also save big when you lease a new car like the all-new 2013 Dodge Dart. You can drive
the new Dodge Dart for just $149 a month. That's right, just $149 a month to lease the stylish new Dodge Dart. Lease the new 2013 Chrysler 200 for only $189 a month. And the 2013 Jeep Compass for just $199 a month. Don't miss these New Year's savings on Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep.
This is Chip Davis. Don't miss our Customer Appreciation Days at East Carolina Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, across from the Cracker Barrel in Greenville and at ecauto.com.
With Ann's Dumplings and Bases, good cooks become great cooks. It's easy to make chicken and dumplings with Ann's old-fashioned dumplings and chicken base, and it's always a family favorite. Pick up Ann's Dumplings and Chicken Base at Walmart Supercenters, IGA, and Piggly Wiggly. Stop by the Piggly Wiggly in Aiden for Ann's Beef and Ham Base. Make your next family meal taste like homemade with Ann's old-fashioned products. Visit their website at annsdumplings.com for all Ann's products and cooking tips.
All right, 25 after 8 coming up, that interview with the gentleman from the Job Creators Alliance. Right now, though, Tab Premium Built Homes brings us our news headlines. And with that, from WITN, here's Lindsay Fry this morning. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, Henry. Good morning, everyone. Well, taking a look at some of our headlines this morning, dispatchers say what appears to be an abandoned mobile home caught fire this morning. The 9 Mile Road Fire Department responded to 160 Murray Lane in Richlands in Onslow County. Now, that was just before 4 a.m. No injuries have been reported, but we will keep you posted on what officials say could have started that blaze and what appears to be an abandoned trailer. Well, three more locals are under arrest for crimes involving prescription drugs. 36-year-old Anna Foster of Washington is facing three counts of trafficking in opium, while 22-year-old Joseph Foster of Belhaven and 19-year-old Jessica Cartwright of Washington each face two counts of the same charge. The Beaufort County Sheriff's Office says Anna Foster has been selling her prescribed oxycodone pills and saw her meet with two other suspects. A search found 99 oxycodone pills in the car with Joseph Foster and Cartwright, and 47 pills in a bottle with Anna Foster. All three are being held under a $10,000 bond. Well, so much has been reported about the way a local woman died, likely at the hands of her boyfriend, and what police say appears to be a murder-suicide. But this morning, we know a little bit more about Anjanette Daniels. The 40-year-old Greenville woman worked at Vidant Medical Center, according to her obituary. She was also a graduate of Aiden Grifton High School. The viewing is tonight at Don Brown Funeral Home in Aiden, and Daniels' funeral will be tomorrow at the Morning Star Holiness Church in Aiden. Now, the funeral for the man authorities think killed Daniels before taking his own life, Clint Carmen, is scheduled for Saturday. And a local woman is headed to federal prison after filing hundreds of thousands of dollars in phony insurance claims. 39-year-old Medea Blanton of Onslow County faked medical documents to make it look like she and members of her family had been admitted to the hospital. Prosecutors say Blanton received more than $234,000 from her insurance company, money which she is now supposed to repay, along with serving a 1 year and 1 day prison sentence. Well, that's your WITN News update. Henry, back over to you.
All right, very good. Let's check some weather now as we look forward to whatever it is that's going to happen tonight. Might include some snowflakes. Here's McGee with our weather.
Yeah, what could happen tonight? Could be some wind, some rain, some snow late in the night. But one thing you can't count on for sure, chilly temperatures. Lows tonight only in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, sunny. Well, let me get back to that really quickly. Jim Howard's saying, too, that you could see some of that snow line right around the Rocky Mount, Edgecombe area, maybe Bertie, Martin County, and maybe northern Pitt County, but I think mostly right around that I-95 corridor was where you'll see that snow line for tonight. Sunny skies for your Friday, a high around 40 degrees, mostly clear skies for tomorrow night, and temperatures dip down into the lower 20s for Friday night, and Saturday mainly sunny with highs back in the mid-50s and lows in the low 30s.
All right, very good. Our news and weather update this hour brought to you by Tab Premium Built Homes. You've heard about Tab because they're the guys who have built a lot of celebrity homes in eastern North Carolina, like Curtis Strange in Moorhead City and Nicholas Sparks' home in New Bern. But they are paying us to tell you that they don't just build huge celebrity-style homes. They build homes all over eastern North Carolina. If you want a premium-built home, you need to call Tab. They've been building since 91 across the eastern part of the state. They've been selected as one of less than 75 Southern Living Builders across the country 11 years in a row. And they build Energy Star-rated homes and are also certified professional green builders. And If you choose TAB Premium Homes to build your home and you choose a Southern Living house plan, we'll provide it for free, they say. That's a $2,000 value. And they've got a 2,800-square-foot design center with staffed interior designers to assist you throughout the entire building process. You can visit them online at tabpremiumbuilthomes.com. TAB, T-A-B, premiumbuilthomes.com. No hyphens, no spaces. And while you're on the website, kind of a neat feature of the website, Nicholas Sparks will give you a tour of his home down in Newbern that TAB built. So contact TAB Premium Built Homes. And by the way, TAB will have a couple of booths at the Home Fest 13 event coming up in about a month and about five and a half weeks, I think, at the Greenville Convention Center. We'll be talking more about that. And by the way, if you want to be a part of Home Fest 13, call us here at the radio station at 355-8822. Call Hank Hinton, and he'll set you up. Jennifer Little, they're working on securing booths right now for Home Fest 13, working with the Greenville Home Builders Association. So that's all an opportunity for you to get in front of a lot of folks coming up, including some folks as part of our big kitchen remodel giveaway. We're going to be giving away a kitchen that day as well. So that's coming up later on, and a TAB will be there. 8:30 right now when we come back. The Job Creators Alliance, they say that taxation and other government to control things are beginning to really hurt small business. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Man, Sparks' home is sweet.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jonathan Casnave, Branch Manager at Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Please call 252-353-4500 to speak to a qualified home mortgage consultant today.
Are you tired of the same old run-of-the-mill apartment lifestyle and ready for a fresh and exciting place to call home? Well, here's some good news. Construction is well underway on the Heritage at Arlington Apartment Homes, and the Greenville Medical District's newest units will be move-in ready by the winter. The Heritage is a community you'll have to see to believe. Each apartment home will feature upgrades you just don't find in everyday apartments. Things like granite countertops, sleek appliances, walk-in closets, and even plank floors. But the upgrades don't stop there. What really sets the Heritage apart is the amenities and location. You'll have unrestricted access to a state-of-the-art clubhouse featuring a fitness center, theater room, game rooms, tanning beds, a beautiful swimming pool, and children's playroom. The list goes on and on. And the location? The location is unbeatable. Just a two-minute walk from the ECU Medical Campus and Vidant Medical Center. The Heritage is perfect for medical students and professionals alike. It's no wonder they call it Greenville's smartest apartment community. Pre-leases are available now, and units start at just $785 per month. With all of these features, units are sure to go fast. Visit theheritagenc.com today and join Greenville's smartest apartment community.
Do you need to sell your home? Hello, Greenville, it's Glenn Beck, and I feel your pain. I've just sold my home. It took me about a year and a half, but I don't have the top realtor right in my backyard that you do that could guarantee to sell my home at a price and a deadline that I agreed to, or he'd buy it. Homer Tire is the guy I'm talking about. I've personally met with Homer, and I can tell you his marketing plan is in a whole different league than the average agent. He spends thousands of dollars every month to attract hundreds of buyers, which means selling homes fast and for the most money. Plus, if you're not happy, Homer is going to let you out of your contract. But don't worry, you won't, because Homer outsells every agent in Greenville. Pick up the phone and call Homer today. The number is 758-HOME. 758-HOME. That's 758-HOME. Or go to GuaranteedSellNC.com. That's GuaranteedSellNC.com. And start packing.
With the holidays over and record sales in December, we want to keep the momentum going by continuing to offer you the best deals from last year with some plus-ups for 2013. Start the year off right with great leases like the 40-mile-per-gallon Mazda 3 for a low $159, the Mazda 6 sedan for only $199, or the new crossover CX-5 for only $219. If you want to purchase, we have discounts up to $7,600 and long-term finance rates starting at 0%. Now, that's a happy new year from all of us at Brown & Wood Mazda. 36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, up to $29.99 down, plus tax tags and $49 admin fee. Do it signing.
right, welcome back. Talk of the Town here on Thursday morning. It's 8:34. We're running a few minutes late, and I apologize to our guests for that. You might remember a couple of months ago, we talked about the Job Creators Alliance. John Kane, our old friend who spent a lot of years in Greenville developing, at the time it was Pitt Plaza and then Plaza Mall. And now John has gone on to great things as the president and chairman of the North Hills Corporation up in Raleigh. And, in fact, I stayed in his hotel this weekend for the inauguration up there at the Hyatt at North Hills, which, by the way, is fantastic. But John has been one of the founders, and there have been a lot of other key business people that have formed a new group called the Job Creators Alliance. And this is a group that has been formed to band together and try to do something to try to get government off of businesses' back. And they've just come out with a new poll that pretty much says that small business owners are being hurt and job creation is being hurt by the policies in Washington, D.C. being so hostile to the free enterprise system. In fact, 70% of the small business people and business people in this poll that were interviewed said that they believe that Washington is now more hostile to small business than it's ever been before. On the telephone right now to talk about that from the Job Creators Alliance is Wes Anderson, who is the pollster who put this together. We're going to talk to him right now about this poll and what business people think about government and what they're going to do with the information. Good morning, Mr. Anderson. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Talk about the poll. You actually are the pollster, as I understand it, and you interviewed who to get these findings?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm a pollster who's been in the polling business for about 20 years and got an opportunity to work with Job Creators Alliance to put together a national survey of small business owners. And in particular, we wanted to focus in on truly small business owners. Most of the sample are people who own businesses of 100 employees or less. And so we did this national survey. We made sure that it was that the sample was distributed correctly by state so that it reflects the population distribution of the country. And we were, generally speaking, looking for their attitudes and their opinions towards the government's attitudes towards them, I guess would be the better way to look at it. We found, as you pointed out, that 71% of the small business owners right now tell us that that the policies coming out of Washington have become more hostile towards our free enterprise system, which is the same as more hostile towards them.
Yeah, and by a 2-to-1 margin, your respondents responding to an open-ended question cited taxes as the biggest problem. I said, just reading off here, the biggest problem they say is taxes. 25% said taxes. 11% said health care. 10% said regulations. 8% said the economy. And 7% said the budget deficit. And, you know, Wes, it strikes me that this is just going to get worse. We are now entering a period where taxes are going to get worse and the health care situation is going to get worse. We're all going to be dealing with Obamacare this year. I know the state of North Carolina, I was in Raleigh yesterday. They're still trying to, they have not come up with a solution yet. And by the way, there's not a consensus in Raleigh about how to handle Obamacare and its implementation. It's so complicated and it's going to be so burdensome, not only to state government, but to small business that, you know, your survey takes place before businesses are actually having to deal with Obamacare.
Well, that's right. We also asked in the survey whether or not they thought Obamacare was going to have a positive or negative impact on their business in 2013. And 60% said it's going to have a negative impact, and only 18% said positive. Another 22% said, you know, I don't really know. But think about who we're talking about. We're talking primarily to business owners with 100 employees or less. And a bunch of them, you know, the Obama administration would say, well, you're not really impacted. they're telling us that's not so, and it isn't so. If you're a small business, typically a subchapter S business, you are impacted. And they're telling us this is going to have a negative impact on us. And, you know, the thing that I think comes out of this, a lot of this is not surprising, but what the poll really allows us to do is to start to quantify just how bad it is. And the thing that I think, you know, there's not an economist out there that argues with the fact that small businesses are the engine of job creation in America today. Far more jobs are created through small business than large businesses. And if you're looking at this survey and you see such negative attitudes among small business owners concerning both Obamacare and taxes and government regulation, I'm not an economist. I'm a pollster. I'm sure that there are economists out there who say there's great things on the horizon and there's reasons to say that things are looking up. I can tell you this. The people who create the jobs don't see it.
Yeah. Again, if you're just joining us, Wes Anderson, who just recently released a poll working for the Job Creators Alliance, which I think is a terrific new group that's been formed to try to send a message to Washington and to other state government entities and things like that, that, you know, we need to get government regulation and taxation under control because it's hurting the creation of new jobs in our country. And, you know, I was wondering, did you break this out, Wes? It just seems like there's kind of a general pessimistic sense now from business people toward government and the fact that government is doing not doing enough to help small business, but is doing a lot to hurt small business. Did you break it out in demographically, like, for instance, women business owners? Did they have the same feelings as everybody else?
Well, that's the interesting thing. When you look at the cross tabulations in the survey, there are some really striking pieces. On the question of whether or not Washington has gotten more or less hostile towards the free enterprise system, you would expect that Republicans who own small businesses would overwhelmingly say it's more hostile, and they did. But so did independents. 68% independent small business owners said Washington's gotten more hostile. And I think what's striking to me is that among Democrats who own small businesses, 41% said more hostile, 42% said less hostile, and 17% said I don't know. Which means it's a 50-50 proposition among Democrat small business owners.
Yeah. Even Democrats are beginning to say, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah. Well, if you're a Democrat small business owner, your own political leanings and ideology may make you want to say that it's not so, but you have to meet a payroll and you're trying to grow your business and you know it is.
Yeah.
And then we also, of course, look at it by a number of other demographics. And the SBJ, the Small Business, our SBA, the Small Business Administration, and a number of other private entities, think tanks, all say that the importance of women-owned small businesses in America is just continues to rise.
Yeah.
And we found that there wasn't a significant gender split. 63% of women who own small businesses say that it's getting harder, that Washington is putting more and more roadblocks in their way. And maybe the most striking thing was not just that, but when we looked at minority-owned small businesses, 55% of them, a majority, said the policies coming out of Washington have become more hostile. Only 34% said less.
So this is across the board. People who are in business get it. They realize that what's happening in Washington, D.C. is hurting small business and hurting small businesses' ability to hire people. You know, it struck me, there's just no question that as a lifelong liberal and someone who's never been in business and doesn't understand business, that Obama and his policies have been damaging, and he's been openly hostile to the free enterprise system since he's been president. I think that's why it was such a breath of fresh air to hear Governor McCrory's inauguration speech on Saturday, and it was focused on what government can do to help business create jobs. And so, you know, at least here in the state of North Carolina, I don't know if you did anything with regard to individual states, Wes, but here in North Carolina, anyway, it's going to be interesting to see if McCrory and the Republicans follow through with what they're saying they're going to do to try to help small business in North Carolina. Is there any state data out there?
Well, the survey, the overall sample is 600 nationwide, and so small business owners, and so the individual states get too small for us to.
You wouldn't have a good sample, I guess.
No, we don't, but we did break it out regionally. And one thing I can tell you is that there really were no specific or significant differences regionally, which was amazing to me. I mean, pretty much the entire country feels the same way when it comes to small business owners.
What are you going to do with this information? What is the Job Creators Alliance going to do with this? Is there going to be some sort of a formal wasn't there something in Washington already this week where this was presented to some people?
There was, and they want to continue to push as far and wide as far as possible, and to help. And again, I think that for groups like the Job Creators Alliance, we already knew much of what we saw in the survey. What we didn't know, what was somewhat surprising, was the breadth and depth of the pessimism out there. And this was an attempt to try to quantify that and be able to then go out there and say, look, it is as bad or worse than you think. And we're talking to people who create over 80% of the jobs every year in America.
They don't get it though, Wes.
No,
they don't get it. Listen, man, that's good stuff. Now, we got to run, but can people find your poll online somewhere?
On the Job Creators Alliance .org site, they're putting the poll up there, and they can see it there.
Is that jobcreatorsalliance.org?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Thank you for your time this morning, and good information. We need that, and we hope that Washington will listen. We doubt they will, but we hope that they'll take heed at some of the information that came out of your poll. Thank you, sir.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very
Absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely. Nice talking to you, Wes Anderson, this morning with the Job Creators Alliance, which, by the way, is a great organization. If you're a small business person, go on there and join the group. 8:46 now, 14 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Lots of sports last night. East Carolina with a huge, huge conference win at home against the University of Houston. That's a big one, McGee, beating Houston.
Yeah, no doubt.
And the Pirates back in action this weekend. We'll talk about all the sports that has happened and other things coming up right after this. More Talk of the Town coming up on the 17th day of January. Be right back.
Here's a new Honda Civic for just $129 a month at Bob Barber Honda. Throw it a goodbye party, and it's still just $129 a month at Bob Barber Honda. Sing it happy trails, and it's still just $129 a month. Give it a free lifetime warranty, and it's still just $129. Miss this deal forever, and the Honda Civic, 44 MPG, a free lifetime warranty, and just $129 a month at Bob Barber Honda.
Bob Barber Honda says, your W-2 is your credit. At Bob Barber Honda, we're famous for helping credit-bruised individuals get back on the road. No matter what your current credit condition is, the credit pros at Bob Barber Honda can help. And right now, your W-2 is your credit. Call us at 1-800-NEXT-HONDA. That's 1-800-NEXT-HONDA. And let's get to work. We're Bob Barber Honda at the point of Memorial Drive and Greenville Boulevard. Greenville, Bob Barber Honda.
This is Coach Ruff McNeil for Trade Wilco. There are a lot of new and exciting changes happening at Trade Wilco right now, and I want to share some of the great news with the Pirate Nation. Many larger and fully remodeled stores have been added to their lineup, and with more than 300 locations throughout the Southeast, there's always a Trade Wilco right around the corner. You can also pick up a cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee, America's favorite coffee, when you stop by to fill your tank. Trade Wilco is a proud member of Pirates Supporting Pirates and invites all Pirates to visit us today.
What makes an amazing team? At Vidant Medical Center, it's the more than 2,500 nurses, 4,500 employees, and 700 physicians who dedicate each day to making healthcare better for the people of Eastern North Carolina. We want to take a minute to thank these talented individuals who provided care to more than 300,000 patients, including 117,000 in our emergency department. And we welcomed 4,700 babies into our community. In fact, it was one of our busiest years ever, yet we still achieved our highest scores in safety and trained nearly 700 medical professionals to care for the next generation of Eastern North Carolina families. So thank you to all our physicians, nurses, and staff members for their tireless dedication. We applaud your efforts in 2012 and look forward to 2013.
Hi,
this is Meineke Mike answering your car questions.
How can I get my car to purr?
Well, for the purr, let's start with an oil change. At Meineke, they're as low as $19.95. And now our preferred and supreme oil changes come with 4 months of free roadside assistance.
No wonder people say my money, my choice, my Meineke.
Some restrictions or additional fees may apply. See dealer for complete details. Free roadside assistance available for a limited time at participating Meineke locations.
Visit Meineke today at 730 West Fire Tower Road in Winterville.
Okay, it's 8:49. Time for sports. A lot of sports to talk about this morning. Big win for East Carolina last night. Pirates are on a roll after losing their opening conference game to Memphis. McGee, can they keep it going? Huge at-home victory last night in Conference USA. Let's check it out. Here's McGee on sports.
Yeah, it was a big-time win for the Pirates on Wednesday night. Maurice Kim scored a career-high 30 points. Akeem Richmond added 14, all of those coming in the second half as EC rallied to defeat Houston 89-78. Miguel Paul with 16 points and 8 assists for ECU. Ty Armstrong grabbing 12 rebounds on the night for ECU, who is now 11-5 overall, 2-1 in Conference USA, two straight conference wins now for the Pirates. Again, Akeem Richmond with 14 points in the second half, and here was Richmond after last night's big win.
I just came in and shot the ball with a lot of confidence. I got a ton of shots up before the game, and I think that helped out a lot. You know, we did an excellent job of sharing the basketball, so I got to give credit to my teammates also.
Second straight game that Akeem Richmond has shot the basketball really, really well. But, again, the star player last night, of course, Maurice Kemp, with his big night, 30 points on the night for Maurice Kemp, who leads ECU in scoring. Pirates back in action on the road Saturday at Marshall. Over in the ACC last night, Alex Lynn dropped in a missed shot by teammate Bashawn Howard when everyone thought NC State, who had a foul to give, would foul with 0.9 seconds left, giving Maryland a 51-50 win over number 14 NC State. Terrapins have won 10 of 11 over the Wolfpack, including 5 straight at home. In fact, they rushed the court last night after beating NC State, and I believe the last team to rush the court after beating NC State, Hen, was ECU, I think, back in 2007 when they came here, I think. So tonight, Georgia Tech visits number 3 Duke. Tip-off set for 9 o'clock. And that one, Ryan Kelly, again, will not play for the Blue Devils, but they should not have a problem in holding off Georgia Tech tonight. Not long before Notre Dame played Michigan State last fall, word spread that Fighting Irish linebacker Manti Te'o had lost his grandmother and girlfriend within hours of each other. Te'o's grandmother did indeed die, but the girlfriend, Lene Kukua, never existed.
Not so much.
Not so much. In a shocking announcement Wednesday night, Notre Dame said Te'o was duped into an online relationship with a woman whose death from leukemia was faked by perpetrators of an elaborate hoax. Okay. There's been so much on this story over the past 24 hours. Again, Notre Dame AD Jack Swarbrick saying that Manti Te'o will come out and give his side of the story at some point. Could be today, but not exactly sure. Again, a lot more to come on the Manti Te'o apparent hoax situation. San Diego State staying in the Mountain West Conference, not going to join the Big East. Just as Boise State did last month, the Aztecs had committed to join the Big East for football only, with Boise State starting next season. NC State cornerback David Amerson will skip his senior season. He's gone from the Wolfpack. He will enter the NFL draft. He led the ACC in INTs for the second straight season. And Chip Kelly, who said he was staying in Oregon 10 days ago, not so much now. Chip Kelly has been hired by the Philadelphia Eagles as their new head coach.
Mm. I was in mid-coffee swallow there. Ah. Yeah, I apologize. I didn't know you were done. All right, that's our sports update this morning, brought to you by Gordon's Golf and Ski. My man Gordon Falp and Pell having a big sale right up the boulevard here from us at Gordon's Golf and Ski. They've got snowboard jackets at 25% off. Hey, snow coming tonight? Snowboard jackets at 25% off. Ski snowboard pants, 25% off. Columbia fleece jackets, 25% off now at Gordon's. And how about 40% off Columbia jackets? And attention golfers, all golf shoes, 25% off right now. You buy one golf glove, you get a second golf glove free at Gordon's Golf and Ski. Gordon's also has the most kids' jackets at 20% off, including fitting necklaces, 40% off. Don't miss the New Year sale still going on at Gordon's Golf and Ski on Arlington Boulevard in Greenville. And I told you, McGee, I got a new 56 degree power built wedge over there for half price. I think like $40 for it.
Yeah, I went the other route and got some clothes for Christmas, and then also bought some gifts as well. Best selection of all of what you just said of anywhere in town by far.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, you know, yesterday, speaking of sports, the Carolina Panthers, we were talking about the fact that the Carolina Panthers wanted $125 million from the city of Charlotte.
Yep.
For renovations to Bank of America Stadium, and you know, it just sailed right through the city council, and now we know why. This morning's Charlotte Observer reporting that some city council members in Charlotte are worried about the Panthers leaving Charlotte. Have you heard this before?
Not until this morning. I saw the article.
I have not heard a word about this. This morning from the Charlotte Observer says some council members are concerned about the long-term future of the Carolina Panthers team in Charlotte. Owner Jerry Richardson, who is 76, has said he won't move the team from the city, but the majority owner had a heart transplant 4 years ago, and his succession plan for the team is now unclear because in 2009, Richardson fired both of his sons from management positions from the team, and a source close to the team told the Charlotte Observer yesterday that Richardson's will calls for the team to be sold within 2 years of his death to avoid estate taxes. Mm-hmm. And now, so you've got a man here, Jerry Richardson, who's run that team with an iron fist. And I've talked about this before. I actually have met Jerry Richardson. I mean, nobody questions him. This guy fired his sons for crying out loud.
You wouldn't fire Hank, would you?
In a blue minute. You hear it, Hank? And now Richardson, he's had a heart transplant since then. He's 76 years old. So, you know, there are people in Charlotte worried about the future of the team because, you know, they've now found out that Jerry Richardson's will says the team has to be sold within 2 years. So now council members are saying that a new owner could buy the team and move it possibly to Los Angeles, which has been looking for an NFL team. There are no contractual ties between the team and the local government binding the Panthers to Charlotte. Several council members now say they need to negotiate some tethering with the Carolina Panthers that would keep the team in Charlotte in exchange for these renovation subsidies that they're offering up. Buffalo recently reached a similar deal with its team, the Buffalo Bills. State and local governments will spend $130 million to help them renovate their 40-year-old stadium in exchange for a 10-year commitment to the city. The team, however, can leave Buffalo after 7 years with a small buyout. So now that this thing is paying, and if you remember, if you were listening yesterday, they passed the city council. It's now got to go to the legislature and be signed by the governor, but you got to figure that Pat McCrory's not going to veto this one.
No.
He was very big in bringing the Carolina Panthers to Charlotte. He worked with our friend Ron Kimball, who's the former Greenville City manager here, Ron Kimball is the liaison between the Charlotte City and the Carolina Panthers. But they've got what they're trying to do is hike food and beverage tax 1%. It's currently a 1% food and beverage tax in the city of Charlotte. It would go to 2%, and that would raise $125 million a year. That would then go to the Carolina Panthers renovations of Bank of America Stadium. They voted 7-2 on Monday night to move this on to the General Assembly to see if the General Assembly will approve it, which I think that they will. But the question now is some city council members are coming back and saying, you know what, though? When this thing goes into effect, we need a deal that says that the Panthers are not going to leave Charlotte. Might be a good time to do it.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I do.
I don't blame him. Probably a very smart idea at this point. And, you know, with McCrory involved as governor now, you know, that could be a big factor. Mm-hmm. You know, McCrory could have a huge hand in negotiating a deal to keep. I guess it's, other than the Carolina Hurricanes, it's the only other top-level professional sports team we've got in the state,
Bobcats.
Right? Well, the Bobcats, yeah. Are they professional?
Absolutely.
Well, some nights.
Well, yeah, it depends on what you call professional with the NBA. Yeah, L.A. is a threat to any NFL team who could be on the verge of making a move. You have to watch out for them.
Who else did I hear? You know, I heard the other day that that the St. Louis Rams are talking to Los Angeles as well.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, can you imagine St. Louis not supporting their pro football team?
No.
And I was talking to a guy who actually grew up in St. Louis and is a huge St. Louis Rams football fan. And I'm like, why do they not support? He said, well, St. Louis is just such a big baseball town. You know, they love the Cardinals, but they've never really been that supportive of the football team there.
I thought they were when Warner was there. It was big-time support.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Well, you know what it's all about. When teams are winning, the fans support it. When they're not, they don't. Tomorrow morning, we'll have a rare Friday morning in-studio program. We're going to be live here on Talk of the Town in the studio tomorrow morning. And I see that our man Matt Engelbrecht will be with us tomorrow morning, McGee. And it'll be good to have Matty Ice tomorrow morning because there's going to be some ice.
Yeah.
And Matt can maybe update us on the weather conditions tomorrow morning. So, folks, again, be wary. If you've got to travel north tonight or sometime tomorrow, the snow is coming. And it's definitely going to happen up around the Richmond area down through there, and it's going to come all the way down to Rocky Mount tonight. How much further south than that, we don't really know, but be careful. Temperatures tonight dropping down to about 28, and we're going to get some snow and some frozen rain across Eastern Carolina. Everybody have a great Thursday. See you tomorrow.
103.7 WTIB. Williamson, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Now we can go right on to talking about 2016.
The Glenn Beck Program is next.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. A hostage drama this morning in North Africa. Seven Americans were said to be part of a group of foreign hostages held by a group of Islamist militants in Algeria. An unconfirmed report from a news agency in Mauritania claims Algerian military helicopters hit the natural gas complex where those hostages were being held, killing 15 foreigners and abductors. The information